Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. This reading is from Luke's gospel, chapter 1, beginning at verse 46. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on the lowliest of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and his descendants forever." And Mary remained with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned to her home. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Please do take a seat. Today is Mothering Sunday, not to be confused with a very similar day which is also celebrated today, which is Mother's Day. It is becoming increasingly difficult to differentiate between the two, and therefore causing what should be a relatively simple and straightforward celebration into something slightly more complicated, particularly in our current culture, our current time, with such confusion over gender and over family units and what we mean by all of those things, about our confusion of identity as to our roles and what that means for us and our value and status within society. Mother's Day, celebration of human mothers, is noble, and when it is straightforward, it is straightforward and worthy to be celebrated. But when it becomes complicated, either through the lack of children or the lack of a mother or a mother figure, difficulties and complications within the breakdown of relationships, it becomes slightly more painful. Mothering Sunday, on the other hand, is a celebration of something far more steadfast and faithful. That is, drawing us back to the birth of our faith in a God whose steadfast love endures forever. Mothering Sunday started in the 16th century and was a custom which was an encouragement halfway through Lent on a Sunday called Refreshment Sunday, or Laudare Sunday, which means to rejoice, to kind of give a bit of a pause from the Lenten discipline to celebrate. And people who, particularly children who worked in big manors and houses, were given the Sunday off to return to their home church, their mothering church, the church from which they were born into the faith, where they were baptized. Quite often also being the family church where their parents still went to celebrate Eucharist. And on the way home, it was customary for those children or for the young adults to pluck up wild flowers from the roadside to give to their mothering church, and then, so that they didn't just rot in the church, they were handed out to families and particularly to mums. This sort of died out over the 17th and 18th century until into the 20th century, when children and young men particularly went off to war. This was a custom that was encouraged to return. And so we began re-celebrating Mothering Sunday. It then got changed during the last few decades into what's now a secular celebration called Mother's Day. What might the church, in reimagining Mothering Sunday, be able to say and to speak prophetically into the secular version, Mother's Day? What might it be that we could say to help and to guide them towards something far more steadfast and far more worthy of celebration? Well, let's begin where they are, with human mothers. In our gospel reading, we have the best example of a human mother in the person of Mary. Mary, pregnant with Jesus, not yet born, she turns to her cousin Elizabeth, and at their meeting, the babe in Elizabeth's womb, John, leaps for joy. And we get those famous words from the Hail Mary, "Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed are you, the fruit of thy womb, Jesus." Mary's response to that is song, a poetic expression of hope, first and foremost. Throughout it, this expression of political revolution that will come, but at all the time, an appreciation for what God has done. Usually when mothers are expecting a child, often speak of what they look forward to in the future when the baby is born. Mary's song is looking back, is looking to the God who has already acted. She is thankful not just for the child, but for what God has already done in her life. All of the things that she states God has done. He has looked with favour on his lowliness of this servant. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones. He has filled the hungry with good things. He has helped his servant. He has done all of these things. And therefore I rejoice, not because of what the baby is going to do, not because of what the baby's going to make me feel, but because of what God has done. And there are three revolutions that Jesus is going to bring. A moral one, a one where the proud and those who are haughty are going to be brought into humility. It is a social, where the status will be evened out, where undue power will be balanced. And finally, be an economic revolution, one where rich and poor will not be divided by such a large chasm. What can we learn about human mothers in this instance? Firstly, Mary loves Jesus and sees him not because of her pride in him, but she sees in him hope, what he will do for the world. She doesn't look at him with pride, she looks at him with hope. She doesn't look upon him with power, she looks on him with hope. She doesn't look upon him as a possession. She looks on him with hope. This is the kind of love that we should be celebrating today. Many mothers will be celebrated for their love of their children, I hope. How many can say that they don't look upon their children with pride, don't look upon their children with power, and don't look upon their children as a possession, but that they look upon their children with hope of what they might do in the world? Good mother releases her child, become the person that God wanted them to be, to see the desires and dreams that God has for their child, and to allow that to take precedent. What I want to say also about this song of Mary is that every line comes from the Psalms. That every line is a quote from the book of Psalms. First, my soul magnifies the Lord, Psalm 34. My spirit rejoices in God, my Saviour, Psalm 18. He has looked with favour on the loneliness of his servant, Psalm 138. For the mighty one has done great things for me, Psalm 71. And holy is his name, Psalm 111. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation, Psalm 103. He has shown strength with his arm and has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts, Psalm 98. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly, Psalm 107. Filled the hungry with good things, Psalm 107. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of mercy, Psalm 98. The psalm that we said together, Psalm 107, is quoted twice. For that psalm also expresses thanks and appreciation for what God has done. So if you want to just turn to it very briefly. At the beginning of this sermon series, I talked about the Psalms having being poetry and having a very strict structure. You may have noticed it as we read it, but there are repeated refrains. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. It's repeated four times. Then the refrain that we said together, repeated four times. Each stanza in which those repeats and refrains come out represent something that is introduced in verse 3. East, west, north and south. This is a talk of what God has done for Israel in bringing them back from exile in the different contexts that the east and the west and the north and the south found themselves in. Each one facing a different set of troubles, each one responding in the same way, and they cried to the Lord in their troubles. But this expression of what God might do in the future, always looking ahead to see what God might do, always making a request to what God might do, this is noble, and God responds in the same way that he delivers them from their distress every time. No matter what the circumstance, God will deliver them from their distress. But the mirror of this structure leads us to transform our requests, our crying out for help, our looking ahead to what God could do for us, turn us back to appreciation and thanks for what he has already done for us. And therefore, our cries for help in our time of trouble is mirrored with a repeat. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wonderful works to humankind. How much of our human desire to express love is about what it can do for us? God's love to his children. It's not about what we can do for him, about how we can make his identity fulfilled, how we can make him feel proud of us, or that he has power over us, or that we are his possession. That is not the forefront of his mind in his love for us, because that is a selfish love. His love is always about the desire and the hope, what will be done through us, by him. Transformation of our world. We turn to the Lord not because of what he makes us feel like, not for what he can do for us. We turn to him because what he has already done for us. We don't look upon him with pride. We don't look upon him with power. We don't look upon him as a possession to be kept. We look upon him with hope for his deliverance, which he has already wrought in the person of Jesus Christ. And so this Mothering Sunday, we turn to the God who has already done great things for us. We turn to him with hope for future deliverance, For he has gathered us as one family. We return to him with thanks and praise and a song on our lips. So let us pray. Lord, so often we look upon you from a human perspective. We paint you in our own colours. We depict you in our own image. Lord, help us as a church to look upon the world through your eyes, to judge the world by your standards, by your values. Help us love as you love and as you wish us to love. Lord, we thank you for all of those human beings who have modeled this love to us. We celebrate them today, not because of them, but because of you and how you have worked through them, for the ways in which they have mirrored your love in the world. Transform us into your likeness. We may transform the world as your Son Jesus has already begun. We ask it in his name. Amen.